We can talk now with Sarah Stone, First Union's National Ambulance Coordinator. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
So you were listening there to what St John had to say. Can you explain why it is that you're taking this strike action?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, here we are again in protracted bargaining with St John. And what we're faced with is that they only applied for funding that would result in workers getting a wage cut in this round, and that where they are receiving full funding, they're cutting pay to those roles anyway.
Well, so, I'm just going to have to... I'm sorry to interrupt, but there are a couple of things that they say that's not the case. You know, for example, St John is saying there's not going to be any staff in the position where they're having a pay cut. They're saying that the deal that you're being offered, First Union members are being offered, is the same as the deal that's been put to two other unions. Is that not the case?
We're all under the same collective agreement, but what we discovered during bargaining was that St John made a written plan to work with this yellow union to break the and cause divide in the membership. And what they said was, let's delay settling. This is written down in their plan, and Peter Bradley's denied it, but the documents are out all over the weekend, is that let's delay settling with First Union and work with these yellow unions to break the workforce. And we've come back to St John, given the funding situation and the way it is, because they didn't apply for the funding. The minister earlier said he would have preferred that previous commitments were honoured. And he's talking about the shift pay. And so we're saying that, OK, we've come back with a cost-neutral alternative so that those workers who are losing out because of the reneging on the shift pay, we've come back with a cost-neutral alternative. And last night, St John turned that down at 8:30 at night.
What's a yellow union?
It's a union that's not really going to fight with management. It's a union, in this case, that contacted St John before the bargaining began to say to them, this is how you can get out of paying the shift pay. And so not only our workers have been missing out on the time and a quarter, but their own members are now missing out on the time and a quarter. And that's what the documents show.
So for you, the sticking points are pretty significant. It sounds like you're quite far apart. Sounds like you're pretty unhappy with the other unions involved here. What's next?
Well, we have got a solution, and we've put that to St John, and it's a cost-neutral solution. But what we want is for Peter Bradley to stand down. We want an independent... we want a commissioner to come in and run the service so that it's safe for the workers there and it's also safe for New Zealand. And I think that what New Zealand needs to understand is, like, Saturday night, there were ambulances down all over New Zealand because they cannot run this service safely. And that's what the Martin Jenkins report says.
Okay,
says they can't stick to their budget.
Sarah Stone, thank you very much. From First Unions, she's the National Ambulance Coordinator there. And of course, we must emphasise that the views she's expressed there are her views and not those of RNZ.